With only a matter of hours to go before the planned stoppage by 12,000 cabin crew, BA's boss, Willie Walsh, has gone on the offensive, taking out full-page advertisements criticising the Unite union and promising to keep the flag flying for customers. But the airline is hurting. Even before the midnight strike begins, it's estimated BA has already lost as much as £27 million through 100,000 passenger cancellations. Talks between Mr. Walsh and Unite's Tony Woodley continued until late last night.
We've adjourned overnight, so we'll be meeting again tomorrow morning.
OK, what time do you think you're going to start?
I'm not sure yet, but it'll probably be sometime early tomorrow morning.
And you'll come right back here?
That's the intention.
You still hopeful? Always hopeful?
Well, I can tell you this, we'll be flying on Saturday.
But cabin crew staff remain defiant. Thousands of them are due to rally later at Sandown Racecourse in Surrey. That meeting could be crucial in gaining acceptance of any last-minute deal. If the talks fail, BA will kick off a huge contingency plan. The airline claims it'll be able to put 60% of passengers, that's around 135,000, on their original flights after more staff said they'd cross picket lines. The union has accused BA of bluffing.
Anyone who's travelling on the first 3 days of the strike, that's tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, has had pretty much a week to get used to what their options are and to decide if they want a refund to travel with somebody else, or in many cases, about 2 out of 3 travellers will just be on the BA flight that they booked on.